The Gospel according to Luke. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money. And let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there, and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them." Then they set out and went from village to village proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is this rather unbelievable recipe for chocolate cake. It requires only two ingredients. One, a can of Diet Cola, and two, a chocolate cake mix. The first time I heard it described, I was sure they were the two main ingredients. Of course, there were others. However, the women extolling the recipe and the cake it produced were quite adamant. They were the only two things needed, and the cake would not only be delicious, but less than one-third the calories and fat content of a regular cake. And though they swore this was the truth, I could not believe it until I tried it myself. Believe it or not, indeed, these two ingredients are all that are needed. The cake is as fantastic as promised. Today's gospel passage reminds me of this recipe. Jesus calls the 12 together and gives them the two things they will need to proclaim the reign of God. Those two things are power and authority over demons and power and authority to cure diseases. This was all they needed to proclaim the reign of God, to heal the sick. Unbelievable. They need take nothing else. Not a walking stick to help them from getting tired or to keep them safe. Not a sack to carry more food or clothes or water. Not even any money in case they needed any of these things on the way. They were to trust everything would be divided. Because everything they needed was actually already given to them. What must it have felt like to the 12 as they heard Jesus and realized he was serious? We really do not know how long they had been with him, following, listening, learning, believing, witnessing the power that exuded from him. What we do know is that they had been with him. We know this because they are near enough, close enough, to hear him call them together. Perhaps some were right by his side. A few others were maybe a bit of a distance ahead of him or behind him. Maybe even a few were drifted to the periphery, renegotiating just how close to him they would remain. We don't know. What we do know is that no matter where each of the 12 were on their journey with Jesus, when he called, they came. No matter where they were and in their internal processing of what they had been witnessing and hearing and learning, they were all called and they were all given the same two things, power and authority. Here we are at wordop.org, listening to the very same words of Jesus. The same call gathers us to this place at this time in our lives. No matter where we are in our journey of following Jesus, and indeed we are following him, otherwise we would not have taken the time or made the effort to enter this URL and access this website. Some of us may be particularly close to Jesus. Some of us might be sensing we are past Jesus, or some of us may be aware of lagging behind on our journey with Him. That does not seem to be an issue for God, because today we are here. We are called, and today each of us came from wherever we are on our journey with Jesus Christ. And we hear the incredulous words, "I give you my power and authority to do the only two things that are necessary to proclaim the reign of God." The Greek word used in this passage of Luke for power is the same word used just a few verses earlier in chapter 8 when the hemorrhaging woman touches Jesus in the crowd. The words in this passage describing the incident state, "Jesus insisted, 'Someone touch me. I know the power has gone forth from me.'" There are actually several Greek words that could have been used in both passages for power. However, the one chosen by the gospel writer means a power that resides in a thing by virtue of its nature. The first Christians hearing this particular word in both passages would have known what Jesus called them to and gave them was a share in His own nature. This share of His very nature was power and authority to heal, not to lord over or dominate or cajole or intimidate, only power and authority to heal. Healing is the proclamation of the reign of God. Is there any other more urgent need in our world today than healing? Is there any other more urgent need in our church today than healing? You and I are called now to be healers, to put aside anything we hold in our hearts or carry in our minds that would cause us or tempt us to separate or divide or harm or oppress. To put aside anything that would lead us to condemn or dismiss. No matter where we are on our journey of following Jesus, today He calls us and gives us a share in His very nature, so that we may bring the power and grace of healing, the setting of right relationship, the reign of God into our world. This is rather unbelievable. And like that recipe I started with, we might want to consider that there are other things that are needed. Surely not. The nature of Jesus is shared with us. But indeed, that is the good news of today's gospel. We are called to Jesus, and Jesus, in His obedient humility, gives to us a share in His very nature, that we too might be a part of the healing proclamation of the reign of God.